Welcome to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
Yeah, I am Trev.
And today, we're going to be going with the Teen Titans straight to the movies. Hey, what do you call a hero that takes stuff from the bank?
I don't know.
Robin. Okay, so we're going to shift our normal improv section into our new segment, which we're going to call Just Give Me the Line. And basically, it's just going to be one of our favorite lines from the movie. You got something, Trev?
I got three.
Okay, well, give us one of them.
Azeroth, Metreon, Zanthos.
Okay, that was my
third favorite.
What's your second favorite one?
My second favorite one was, yo, what up, Deadpool?
Okay, and what's number one?
And then number one, turn to the camera, said something inappropriate.
Oh, man. Let me think. My favorite one was when they were all talking, they were sitting around and they were talking about something like, yeah, every superhero has a movie. And then Superman was like, he has like plenty of movies and they're going to be plenty more. And then Wonder Woman said, yeah, they finally made me one. And then Green Lantern said, yeah, even I have one. Well, we don't really talk about that.
That was funny. Okay. Now is the toughest part. You have to decide who was the most valuable person in this situation. But I'm going to change it to most valuable place.
Okay. Let's go. What's the most valuable place then for you?
The most valuable place was the Teen Titans, like they're safe, like they're locked, like your the room where
the
they
vault?
Had, yeah, the vault. It was really cool. I mean, it had all these dents in it, and it had the little handcuffs ready, and then it was just so perfectly planned out. I loved it. It was just perfectly planned out for Slade.
Okay, so for my MVP, I'm still going to go most valuable person. And for my most valuable person, it's going to be Slade Wilson. Because without Deathstroke the Destroyer, you wouldn't have the Teen Titans realizing that they could be heroes. You wouldn't see them kind of come into their own. So he had to come in as an arch nemesis and even give them the time of day to even get them to be able to save the day in the first place. And so were it not for Slade Wilson coming on in and doing his job at being a great arch nemesis, and let's be honest, Deathstroke the Destroyer is one of the greatest arch nemesis of all time, then they wouldn't have been able to be themselves or become who they were.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get this MVL going on. So who's the most valuable loser in your opinion?
The person who acted as Slade. You see, so he comes up, says hi to everybody, and then gets beat up to the point where he's just getting beat up.
I'm talking about when they were on the set, the movie set? Yeah.
Done for. Shows up, says hi, you're done for.
My MVL is the security guard that would never let him get anywhere. He always talking about, oh, you're not on the list. You're not on the list. Dude, stop sucking. You know who these guys are. They're superheroes. And at the very least, they're adjacent to the Justice League. You know who these people are. So you should let them on in before they use a portal and drop you off into the Neververse.
Oh, yeah. And is the boy wonder Raven the daughter of, some sort
Triton.
Of big old demon?
Yeah.
Yes. And then you have Starfire, an alien princess, an alien. Also just like Superman, some sort of alien prince.
And then you got Beast Boy.
Yes, a giant shape-shifting something.
As well as Cyborg. And so, yes, we definitely, come on, man.
He's part of the, in some movies, he's part of the Justice League.
Yeah, he's in the Justice League movie. I mean, come on now. So you just made a MVP be a most valuable place. Is that your same place for your most for your favorite setting?
No, that was my most favorite place within a certain time limit. Yeah, for like a certain time. Then I remembered that when Robin was giving his speech, when the Titan Tower was just like crumbled and everything, and the cyborg had the tissue. It was just an amazing scene. I will see it setting. It was, I liked the way the background looked and stuff.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I think my favorite setting was just the Warner Brothers studio, because growing up as a kid, we watched stuff like, and I don't think that you got it, but we're going to come back to it. And I'm going to keep the water tower in mind. Keep the water tower in mind, because I got that with the fun facts, okay? Because it's Easter egg in there. But right now, we're not going to touch on it. But just like the Warner Brothers studio, and just thinking about just like the, because it had the old school Batmobile on it and all that stuff. And, you know, it had the sets to where they were doing like, quote unquote, the scene from the new Batman v Superman movie. And so it was like a really cool thing to kind of see just like in a cartoon, a movie set to where they're filming movies. I thought that was just kind of like a way to kind of look at what you're watching a cartoon, watching a movie is something that was pretty cool.
My best costume is, well, my favorite costume is sort of like when it made it look like Robin had the big muscles. It was like on the camera, though. It was
when he was like all built up. Best like costume, Robin.
Boy like Red Wonder. Robin. Yeah, it's not Boy Wonder. Mm-hmm. It's Book Wonder.
Okay, my favorite design was Swamp Thing.
Oh.
Seeing Swamp Thing in the background, he got a couple of little cameos in there. I like Swamp Thing's design. I thought he was pretty cool, so that's where I went with. Okay, so let's go with who has the worst dress or worst design.
Robin. What? I mean, no, you know how when I saw him with the muscles, that the tiniest peak of the next scene, he had a black thing with some light bulbs. I was like, if this movie was real and not edited, people would really, really watch Batman vs. Superman instead.
Some
that was people. Horrible. He had the whole black suit and then some little light bulbs.
Yeah, that wasn't so great. I think that the design that I don't like the most is Beast Boy. Now, even though I like Beast Boy, I like the sneakers that he has on, but I think his suit's kind of just meh. It's not, it doesn't. And although I know he changes into different stuff, and so his suit in particular doesn't have to be any particular thing, but it's just like, you could have done them better. It could have been something a little bit better, something that I would be excited to see. But, I mean, it is what it is. It is a cartoon, and so you got to just kind of make it draw and simple, but I still at the very same time think that they could have done a better job of making him kind of stand out a little bit more.
I kind of had two Swamp Thing. Really just like seaweed.
No, it's not seaweed. It's moss. It's plant. It's lichen. Mm-hmm. He's of the bayou. Come on, man. You cannot be sitting here trying to talk down on Swamp Thing, who's in some iteration the element. He's one of the elementals. Like, he's an awesome character. He's an awesome character. We're not gonna talk down on Swamp Thing.
I've never seen him in my life.
Well, you need some education. We go get you educated. Okay, so do you have a favorite scene?
Yes, my favorite scene. When I think it was Beast Boy, and he was on Slade, and he said, "Yo, what up, Deadpool?" It was just funny.
I think that was one of my favorite scenes. And I think that my favorite scene also was just kind of like them, their call to action at the end where they kind of like, they were just like, yeah, we're silly. We're, you know, goofy. And yes, we were going to throw some waffles at you. But it's okay. We don't need to be like super serious like all these other heroes to win. We win because we're silly. And then they had their song at the end of where they just kind of like, they rapped about themselves. I thought that was one of my favorite scenes. I enjoyed that a lot.
They did do an episode where they had to get really, 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 really serious. And I didn't like that one so much.
No, you're talking about when they had like the big strong faces and stuff. Yes, like that.
It messed up Silky.
Oh, yes. All right, let's move on.
Now it's time for That Don't Make No Sense.
Okay, what do you got?
Something that doesn't make sense whatsoever is how they don't get that it's a prop toilet. Shouldn't it have like a cardboard side? It shouldn't be just like a real toilet, because you should feel if you're sitting on it that it half and a quarter of it is missing.
And also, what don't make no sense is, how do you not know that Slade and Jade are the same person? It's like, come on. Like, her name is Jade Wilson. Destro's name is Slade Wilson. Come on. He just changed the first two letters. He just took the SL, put a J there, and they're just like, well, I don't know about that. Like, come on now. And then, on top of all that, Robin, how come you don't understand that somebody's trying to separate you from your team? You sitting here trying to act all big and bad because you feel in some kind of way. Come on now. Just because you mad to bet on the utility belt got to move it before you. Don't be bad. Don't be a hater.
But, it's a utility. It's a utility belt. I mean, something like the Batmobile or the car, I'd want to go there. It's like a car with no driver, but doing like a Batman movie with all those special effects and then stunts and flips and crashes and explosions, and then he just coming out with no scratches. That's a movie that I want to see. What about The Boy Wonder? I get that you have some sort of Super Saiyan here, but until you dye it blue, no one's going to want to see a movie. Just because Jade Wilson produced it doesn't mean nothing. Stan Lee was there.
Yeah, right about that. All right, so now it's time for the segment where it couldn't be me. So who's somebody that couldn't be you?
Superman. Well, I actually have two. Superman and Jade Wilson. Just because Superman, don't get fooled that easy. Lois Lane does not sound like that at all. And being in that situation would make no sense whatsoever. Isn't she like a reporter?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jade coming up with Doomsday. It's like Doomsday. You could have just did D dot O dot O dot M dot and just keep going. You don't have to just put Doomsday. You put it in a secret room and have people constructing it that probably don't even know what it means, and just part and just a prop, then they're not going to be able to be superheroes because how bad it looks, it just makes no sense. Please. And then try to hide it with a whole bunch of snacks? Come on, that's not gonna like, that's not gonna make anybody like you any much more.
Okay, okay. So for me, it couldn't be me. It couldn't be me to be Slade Wilson in a situation where they call me Deadpool. You want to call me Deadpool? Okay, I'm going to show you some Deadpool. I'm going to slice and dice your butt. You ain't finna be out here disrespecting me with somebody else. You going to give me a whole nother person's name. When I came out first, when he basically got the similar power set as me, except I don't talk as much and be goofy like he does. No, that couldn't be me. You was going to catch these hands acting like that.
Now that's funny.
Okay, so what you got for now that's funny?
Something that was funny was how that when Robin had to get serious against Slade, when Slade was like, "What's that?" And when he tried to take his finger off, yeah, that, how can he do that? And then Jay does it. And you're like, "What's that?" In a vault that looks just like yours. I know it's like a movie set, but you like knocked out by a light with a suspicious person. And you know, all that hair on your head is just, how do you manage to do anything?
I'm getting. Okay, that's so funny. The thing that was tricked. Funny. The thing that was funny to me was when he was doing the mind manipulation, when he was doing that and he did the little pencil trick. It was funny to me because I just thought about it when I was a little kid. How you could still, like, I'll show you later on, like, I'll show you the actual pencil trick to where it actually looks like the pencil is bending. As a matter of fact, I'll do it right now to where it looks like the pencil is bending. Ain't that amazing, huh?
No.
It just looks like that. It just looks like that. And I know this isn't a good conversation for a podcast because they can't see what I just did, but it's amazing, ain't it? But it was funny because when I was little, that used to be a great magic trick. It used to be a great, evidently, it's still a great one because you thought it was wild.
It is.
Okay, let's move on.
Now it's time for the new segment that I created, All Me. Now, that's smart. I'm Brainiac. Okay, so, something that was smart was to, you know, actually make Doomsday have a meaning before you just have it, and then have to think of what it stands for that goes for your movie when it's true while you're doing that. You got a whole bunch of superheroes trying to kick your butt. I'm not sure if you're trying to stay out of a whole nother dimension and get eaten by a saber-toothed cat, don't get blasted and waffled, then I suggest you have a name ready, like Jade, aka Slade.
Okay, so my that smart was using the hero's vanity as a way to get them out of the picture. By saying, "Oh yeah, we want to make a movie about you guys, and so we go do this and stuff. I just need you to put this together for me because we got this going on for something else." And like, just to kind of use them to kind of like have the heroes build the Doomsday device. Like, that was a brilliant plan. And you don't have to buy henchmen. You don't have to do no secret plans. You just say, "Hey guys, put this together for me." And they'd be like, "Oh yeah, man, I got you. Don't worry about it." Because they all getting their movies made and they trying to be nice to you. It's a brilliant plan. Come on, it was a brilliant plan.
Yeah, that was very smart.
Okay, now it's time for debate this. You got a subject for us?
Yes.
All right, so what's with it?
If the Titans split up for good, who would be the best leader.
So basically, if the Titans got their own teams, like each of the Titans had their own team.
No, like, you know how Robin split up from the rest of the Titans?
Mm-hmm.
Since they have their own four, who would be the best leader?
Oh, so who's the best leader? So we're not talking about Robin. We're talking about who are the best out of Raven, Starfire, Cyborg, and
Beast Boy.
Cyborg. Cyborg is what you're saying. Starfire is the obvious answer to this question.
She don't even know how to speak right.
Starfire is the princess of a whole planet. So
she's
how are you going to tell me?
Tell you that being sucked by leeches is okay.
So that's on her planet. She knows the rules and the customs of her own planet as well as she's learning the rules and the customs of Earth. And she is a very nice person. She is a very fair person. And she tries to do the best thing for everybody, and she also can kick butt when the time comes for it. So Starfire is obviously the best choice for it. I'm sorry, I don't want to sit here and get talked to by a calculator. Somebody like you can tell Cyborg to go sit somebody else before Starfire runs through them, because it's not going to be pretty.
I get you, but I mean Cyborg will provide you with an all-you-can-eat meat buffet and then have some sort of pill ready and then have it in soda instead of just water, and then
that's not good. That's not good for you. If you just eat a whole bunch of meat and soda, that's bad for your health. And you're going to die of like cardiac arrest when you're like 12. That's what's going to happen to you if you have Cyborg as your leader. And then you're going to sit here and get drowned in some waffles. We don't need all that stuff. If it was up Starfire, we'd have our national animal, would be some kittens and stuff like that. We'd have a chill time and we'd just relax.
Something else that I have to make Cyborg the leader is that he... It's like, he's like a Donnie for them. What's the percent of us dying? 1,000.001. And then you know that you need to power up or leave and leave this to the Justice League.
Okay, understood? And so you gotta think about when we're talking about Starfire.
If you want some vegetables, he's gonna listen to his friend and not just be like, I can do this myself. What's healthy? And plus, he knows all the vegetables. He's a robot.
Yeah, and just like a robot, his batteries go run out one day. What happens when he ain't got no more batteries?
You see, he's a robot that knows how to... He can just unconnect his head, figure out what's wrong with the stuff, and then attach his head back on... Charge for a couple
minutes.
Then
what if somebody takes his... What if somebody locks him out of his body? What are you going to do then?
What he's going to do?
Ain't nobody
going to
want to do nothing. If you are a robot and you can come out of your head and somebody can kick you across the field like a football, you are not an effective leader. I'm sorry. You're not going to fly with me.
Yeah, but you still have a demon on your side, so then you can tell her to bring him back, or...
How? When he's flying. If he's the robot head flying, how you gonna tell anybody? He's going...
You can yell, send a hologram. He can still hold stuff
he's
with
just
his
a bunch of
little
wires. That's all he is a little ball of wires on the head.
He can still hold stuff. I've seen him do that. And then he should have his communicator in his head. He can just be like,
Man, all somebody got to do is hit him with a strong EMP blast. And that's it. That's the end of your leader in Cyborg. So what? It's best just to go with Starfire. Let the alien princess with an alien attire come in and get the job done.
Seriously? I still have more. Hit me with the blast. I have some sort of... I can have a big old metal dinosaur come out of my back.
Yeah, and she'll melt it with her alien blasters.
Fair point, but I have endless. And then she's gonna be like, I don't want to hurt you.
Right.
And then I'm
because
gonna
she's a good
you.
Move. She's a good leader because she doesn't want to hurt you. She doesn't
but she's
have
not
to.
Gonna
she's gonna
get
have
some
good discernment. She's gonna say, hey, chill out, guys. I know I can blast y'all to smithereens, but I'm not gonna do that because I'm gonna chill out.
And
you,
as you're
Cyborg
gonna
keep
be...
going, you're gonna get blown away. You're gonna get blown away. You're gonna get blasted away, and that's gonna be the end of the discussion.
She's gonna be like, "Oh, I don't want to hurt you, so please don't make me do it." And then all you have to say, "Fine." Then she turns away, beat her up.
With what?
Done with.
You was already losing to her. How you gonna beat her up? She's an alien with supersonic speed. Supersonic speed.
He can fly.
He can't
I'm
fly.
On level.
He can't fly at supersonic speeds.
You see, in this movie, he turned into some sort of plane thing.
Yes.
So
it's not a supersonic jet, though.
But he could keep up with Starfire.
No, he
with
can't.
The weight of Robin.
No, he can't.
The yes,
only
they
reason
did
he kept
with
up with Starfire
Spark.
Was because Starfire flew at their speed. Supersonic means she can fly around him in circles as quickly as she wants to. Yeah.
So
overpowered, overly strong, overly fast, and compassionate. Great leader, Starfire.
No.
And also, purple outfit color, awesome choice, Starfire.
So...
All right, now it's time for super upgrades. What would be an upgrade that you would have seen, liked to see in this movie?
An upgrade that I like to see?
Mm-hmm.
They had all the superheroes and the villains and stuff. Just wondering if maybe you could have more Green Lantern people and maybe have, because in the original Teen Titans, Tara was working with Slade.
Uh-huh.
You know, Tara could have showed up, tried to do some work.
Okay. I can see that. I think
and that would stop Beast Boy. Which would stop Gorilla Monster stuff and would take a load off from Slade, which would affect Cyborg, and then you'd have Robin and Starfire. Robin would go crazy. Starfire would just freak out, hoping to find the kitten.
Okay. The upgrade I would make would be to kind of bring in the rest of Slade's powers. Because I think that it, because he, yes, he does, he's real smart, he's real tactical, he has all these gadgets and stuff like that, and technology. But the thing about Slade Wilson is that he's like, he's basically just a lot like Deadpool to where he can like recover from injuries. And so they could have done stuff to where they're just like, oh no, we dropped him from a super fall, super big height. Wait a second. He's not down yet. So just to kind of like show you how dangerous Slade, because I think Slade really held back in the movie, just kind of like if you think about it. And so I think they could have been an even bigger like show off of how good of a villain he could be.
And he could have wasted less time because he tried to do mind manipulation.
Yeah, he kind of did.
The second time, you wasted so much time trying to get the best of them. You did it once, so let's just have a think about this. I'm gonna do it again. That if it was just Beast Boy, then he'd be like, "What?" But you got a whole team, and then Robin with the stare off. Come on, he was the one that actually tried to stop everybody from doing it the first time, which still wasted a lot of time.
Right. Yeah, you're right on that. Now it's time to rate it or hate it. Teen Titans Go. From 0 to 5 Ravens.
Ravens? Oh, yeah, they did have.
What do you give it?
0-5 Ravens. I'd give it, sort of a 3.
3.
Cause, I mean, that, there was something fishy with the Jade, and then the Jade and Slade thing, and then, just saying, it was just really obvious, and then, Superman getting fooled this easy. Batman can come up with some clever machine to wipe his memory. He'll still find out in within an hour. He got tricked that easily. And then, you want to think that there would be something fishy when it comes up to Doomsday?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that you kind of had holes in. I would say not a 3, but I would give it like a 3.75. Like, almost a 4, but a 3.75, because I thought it was a lot of fun. It had, like you said, it had a lot of plot holes in it. It was really silly and stuff like that. But I thought, overall, it was really a good movie, and I kind of enjoyed it a lot. So I think that that's where I would drop it off at a 3.75. Mm-hmm. Okay, time to do us some fun facts. So, there were a ton of fun facts in this movie or whatever, a ton of Easter eggs and stuff like that. And so if like we were like, when I talked about the water tower early, when I was like the WB, when I was younger, the WB used to have their own cartoon lineup. We should just have like Pokemon, The Adventures of Jackie Chan and all that stuff on it and stuff. And like one of the main things was when the, on the WB, which used to originally come up on Fox, was the Animaniacs, and they would come out of that water tower in their intro song. And so that's where he was talking about. They said something about the Animaniacs in the movie, and so that was like an Easter egg to that. Of course, we already talked about the parallels to the Batman v Superman movie with them acting out the parts. We talked about the parallels to them being in to Deadpool, to being to Deathstroke, as also they got a shout out to the to the Guardians of the Galaxy as well. It was like the Challengers of the Unknown or something like that with the Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, just kind of like a similar thing. You had a whole bunch of different things kind of just going on all over the place. You had the intro, which was basically like a animated version of the intro to the DC Universe movies that you see.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. I was like, wait, Cyborg? Wonder Woman? Hey, I just watched Aquaman, and that's the same thing.
Right, and I think that another thing was, is like they paid homage to how much food that the Flash needs to eat, because he kept running off to get popcorn because he burns food up so fast because he's like his metabolism is ridiculously high, and so he always has to be eating and stuff like that. And so I thought that was pretty good too.
Oh, and it had a lot of connections to Marvel, cause like the Atom was Ant-Man. He barely got noticed. He was always tiny, trying to get noticed and stuff, acting big. And then they had like the comic book pages just flipping, like what we had DC people. I was like,
there was one big cameo that showed up twice too.
Yeah, and then Stan Lee was just popping up, and then they were like, Spider-Man has another set, let's go get something from there.
Yeah, that was a lot of connection. That was a lot of fun facts in that one. Okay, let's move on to the news. Okay, so our next episode is going to be Wreck-It Ralph, or actually not Wreck-It Ralph, but Ralph Breaks the Internet. And so that's what we're going to follow up with this one on. Make sure to hit up the shop at teesprings.com/herotalk. Make sure to hit us up on Twitter at herotalk1. Make sure to hit us up on Gmail at herotalktt@gmail.com. Let us know how everything's going. Like, share, subscribe, download, leave us 5-star reviews, like 5-star reviews on iTunes when you can, or whatever it is. Leave us a like, leave us a comment on everything that you can. Just keep going. We're on the path to get to 2,000 downloads. We're moving. this month has been pretty quick. We're moving towards 2,000. I thought that we wanted to do it by March, but we might end up doing this by mid to early February at that. So let's keep this train rolling and let's keep going. Because this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
I'm Trev.
Because when there's a hero,
we talk. Da-da-da-da. Is anybody there? Just a late pop-up scene by me, Trev. Well, since we're doing Teen Titans and nobody's here, waffles, 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 yeah, waffles. Brush your teeth after you eat them. Syrup is contagious. Make sure you use it on pancakes.